Hi there, this is Ute, and today I want to talk about artificial intelligence and AI projects and how we usually have lots of respect when we start those, thinking, well, let's see if I'm able to do that. So let's have a look at that. The blog article is called Lots of Respect for AI. And my advice here is put the tech aside and see what creates added value. And I find this by far the very best advice for any AI projects. And an AI design sprint, which I'll get into more detail in a little bit, helps in achieving this. Because as with any digital change, what really counts is the added value we create for the user or for the customer, and not what kind of tech, what kind of method we use. So it's not about the tech that we use. It's all about the added value that we give to whoever should benefit from what we do. Companies like Amazon or Netflix have built organizational cultures around customer orientation. Their trick is pretty simple. In order to offer good services quickly and cheaply, they use AI wherever it makes sense and where it offers a clear advantage. And before they do that, they investigate what it is the customer really wants or where customers have problems, and they look at that and give it to their customers. That is the number one. So it's not AI that is the key to our successful future. It is our satisfied users and customers. The competitive advantage lies first in an understanding of the needs and wishes of the customers. Once you have this, then it's about a clever implementation that makes this advantage quick, easy, and cost efficient. So I think there are two main reasons why we have too much respect or fear even for AI. First of all, there is that question, do you trust self-learning technology? I have to say, I find it a bit spooky when I imagine the reign of machines. And unfortunately, there are plenty of examples for AI for bad stuff. And those examples are here in the real world. I am particularly concerned with the Chinese social credit system, with its intent to standardize the assessment of citizens' and businesses' economic and social reputation. It's a form of social credit, and you can find some information about that in Wikipedia. So yes, I do have problems when AI gets used with the wrong intentions, whether in business or by states, that doesn't matter. I'm sure you do know that quote, the knife can cut bread, it can perform a medical operation, and it can kill. So the knife is just a tool. And it always depends on what you aim to do with it. What's the intent here? And second, after that question of do you trust self-learning tech, the second question I think is nagging there is, am I smart enough for AI? And actually, I'm afraid that this might actually be the key inhibitor for AI implementation in many companies today, especially in Germany, and especially in small to medium-sized companies. Have you been watching AI videos and AI courses lately? Pictures showing kind of machine learning logic and natural networks. I find them somewhere quite understandable, but when they carry on, they're losing me. AI is not simple. I'm not even kind of having the intent to understand it all. So what can be done? How can we kind of get our arms around AI? We all know that well-used AI will be key to economic success, but how can we take these first steps? How can we get there? And these first steps are so important in kind of the emotional AI tech roller coaster, so people accept what's going on there. And having said this, let me tell you about the AI design sprint. At this point, really that AI design sprint is a very valuable tool. For starters, the sprint puts the tech aside and uses agile, fast innovation methods to create first draft prototypes quickly and very inexpensively. These prototypes can then be viewed, assessed, and improved by all stakeholders involved. This is learning by doing and kind of getting a feeling for AI and the AI world. It opens up kind of one step at a time, without buzzword bingo, without too much tech theory. You can do such a sprint in only 1.5 days. And everybody feels or gets that feeling for, oh wow, AI is not such a high-tech, non-understandable, fluffy thing. I understand this once we put it into normal words, and since I'm not the one who has to program it, that's all I need to understand. I do not need to understand how I have to write the algorithms. So in such a design sprint, in such an AI design sprint, here are the steps. First and foremost, you develop a good process, service, or product that creates real added value for users. As I mentioned earlier, you do this lean and agile with employees who know the overall process today and the customers well. It's really about a customer journey. And when I say a customer journey, this is internal and external customers. So customers can be within your company just as well. And you do not need any AI knowledge and any tech know-how at this point in time. So get the people that know about the process, understand the process, or have the best feeling for what the customers here want, and get them look into improving that process. As a second step then, it's time for the AI design sprint. And here we differentiate AI according to its capabilities. What can it do? What is it useful for? You merge these capabilities as kind of fitting functionality, not as technology, into the new process, service, or product. So you add the tech where it can support what you aim to do. And this is really not only true for AI. You can basically merge any tech at this point in time, but just describing the the functionality you want. Usually, there are many ways to use AI. So in the end, what you have to do is to prioritize what functionality is really important right now and what can wait till later. And so you focus on really 1 to 3 AI functionalities at the beginning that you work with. And once again, this all can be done without any AI knowledge. As a third step, we kind of discuss data origin and ethics. So we look at the AI we plan to use. We discuss where data exists or where it should be coming from. And we also discuss what's the impact of this AI. Are there people involved that kind of lose a job or their job changes? When they lose a job, can they merge towards a more meaningful job? All these things do get discussed at this point. And this might mean there is, once again, a priority shift in what we want to do now, what we want to do later. It's maybe changing the viewpoints. In the end, as with every digitalization and as with every innovation, we look at the added value because that is what's counting. Now it's time for the fourth step. And the fourth step is really for an AI expert to look at the new process and evaluate it. Look at data sources in detail and modify where it's necessary. It's important that this happens now because now he is looking at the best possible process and he can see what can be done with that. That AI expert cannot just take any module that he has his hands on and just plug it into your company and tell you this is the best you can have. He has to work with your process that you identified as the best possible solution. And if he modifies it, he will need or she will need to tell you why they do that modification. As a fifth step it's the following implementation that can take place now in either steps or in one go. That's all up to what your company can digest and handle at one point in time. So that's the time for AI experts and programmers, and they have been given a clear goal and a clear roadmap. And they cannot fool anybody within the company anymore. So that is a rough overview on that AI design sprint and the principles behind it. So what's the result for all involved parties if we do it this way? First of all, the results are processes, services, or products that really fit the company and their customers, because that's whom they have been designed for. And at the end of an AI sprint, there is a clear concept for a process, a product, or a service with a clear added value for those people involved, be it customers, be it internal or external partners. So it's a really whole thing that you have developed. The experts in the subject get to work, not the nerds. So you keep the focus on added value and not on tech. Without deep tech and without a lot of theory, AI gets implemented in a very descriptive form. And last not least, and maybe most importantly, management and employees can get up and say, we have done our first AI project. And all of a sudden, AI is no longer this, oh my God, very fearful and respectful term that you just have because you don't know it. So it really brings down those barriers and the hurdles. So in the future, after such an AI design sprint, AI as a tech solution is an option in your company, and AI will be considered when it fits the needs. So from now on, some people in your company know how to get started, and because they did it before, they know how to approach it. That is a big value added. So would you like to learn more about the AI design sprint? Then contact me by mail or by LinkedIn. My text now says you will find the address at the very bottom. Well, no, you will not find the address at the very bottom of your podcast. So my email address is Hilmer with a double L, H-I-L-L-M-E-R at better-reality.com. So get in touch with me there or find me on LinkedIn under Ute Hilmer, and again, Hilmer with a double L. Or see my website. It is www.better-reality.com. You'll find me there. So have a great day. Hope you enjoyed this podcast about AI and how to get started with an AI project. I sure had fun doing this part for you, and I would love to get in touch with you and discuss with you how digital transformation, latest tech, and all these funny things and fancy things can get implemented in a very useful way in your business processes. Thanks for listening. This was Ute.